Hi, this is Ken Kennedy. This is Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone. Episode 202, recorded on Saturday, August 11th, 2018, and part of the 2018 Dog Days of Podcasting Challenge. And I'm hoping my dogs that are being weird are not about to go barking and stuff. Anyway, got another game for tonight, and it is a two-player Cold War era game known as Twilight Squabble. It is not Twilight Struggle. Twilight Struggle is, in my opinion, quite possibly the best board game of all time. For years and years and years, it was the highest rated board game on Board Game Geek. That has been taken over recently by some of these legacy games and other crap that I'm annoyed by. But Twilight Struggle, had the years to it. It is an awesome game, and we will be talking about Twilight Struggle on the podcast this month. And Charlotte will be on it for sure with me, if for no other reason that I have never beaten her at Twilight Struggle. Every time we play Twilight Struggle, and we have played multiple, many times, she always wins. It doesn't matter if she plays the USSR or the United States. She beats me either way. So, super fun there. But today, I'm going to talk about Twilight Squabble. Twilight Squabble is a different game, yet obviously a related game. It is another put-it-in-your-pocket game. It's about the same size as Harbor. Going in your pocket, it's a single deck of cards. The box is about the size of two decks of cards. And it's a deck of cards, some of which get played out as like cards that stay on the board the whole time. The rest of them are cards that are dealt. And some little teeny blocks that are used to delineate like what turn it is and how far you've gone in the space race and things like that. If you're familiar with Twilight Struggle, you know the space race. The space race is there. Twilight Squabble is a... I'm not even going to say... It's a fun game. It is not a game I would recommend you get. It is a two-player only game, much just the same as Twilight Struggle. It is the USSR versus the United States. It is a Cold War, who's going to win this thing, game. It has some of the same basic victory conditions in the sense that you can, you know, have things go out of control and start a thermonuclear war and you lose. And in fact, that is easier to do in Twilight Squabble than it is in Twilight Struggle. I have one game. So, like I said, Charlotte and I play Twilight Struggle. It is one of our favorite two-player games. I have never beaten her at Twilight Struggle. I have beaten her at Twilight Squabble, but maybe 20% of the time, if I'm lucky, I don't know. And often I lose because I end up starting a thermonuclear war, and whoever starts it loses. That's how it works. So it's a game about the Cold War. It's a game much... so, again, similar to... I keep mentioning Twilight Struggle, which is a classic, and as I said, very, very highly rated historical Cold War era board game simulation of the U.S. versus the USSR and, like, strategic moves throughout the world. There's a whole bunch of stuff going on in Twilight Struggle that doesn't happen in Squabble. Squabble, like... compresses everything down to just like the events. It's basically a series of card bluffs against each other. I mean, that makes it sound more trivial than it is, but that's what there's card bluffs that you have points on, and you have ways to, you know, the higher points win. You have ways to knock out your opposing player's points. You have ways to see what they used before they use it. With agents and double agents and all that, you know, sort of spy stuff during the Cold War type of thing. And you go through, and there's flavor to the cards that doesn't, in effect, matter for the how the game plays. I apologize in advance. There is a cat meowing plaintively in the background that I'm hoping you can't hear that well, but if you can, I'm sorry. If I get up and mess with him, it's just going to make it worse. So the cards have flavor to them that doesn't matter at all for the game, but it does. Each turn of the game is a period of the Cold War. The first turn is just after World War II. The second turn is, you know, during the Eisenhower era, the Korean War era. The next turn is the beginning of like the 60s. So it goes all the way from right after World War II to up until 89 when the Soviet Union falls. I think there's six turns. So the eras are broken up, and each card that you have has a relevant relevant event from that particular era on it, but the points are the things that are important. So you're really just kind of playing with these points things, but super good flavor. Twilight Struggle has a whole lot more going on. We'll talk about that, as I said, on a later date, but this is a good distillation of the larger game. I personally would only recommend it to people who play Twilight Struggle or at least familiar with Twilight Struggle, even if you haven't played it, if you watch people play it and stuff. Because there are some similarities in how the game works and things like that. There's this secondary thing that's going on, the space race, you know, because the Russians and the Americans are both trying to get to the moon and stuff. And that, basically, it's only there to resolve ties for the most part. And it's like, if things happen and you're in a tie situation, then whoever's ahead in the space race might get an advantage or might win or may get some things. But the larger game is not a prerequisite for enjoying this game, but close. You definitely appreciate this game more if you played Twilight Struggle. So, not a bad game at all. It is available on Amazon, and it's not that expensive. It's under $20. Yeah, like $17 with free shipping. Yeah, $15 to $20, maybe even less, depending on who you get it from. So, like I said, I would recommend it for people who've are at least familiar with Twilight Struggle. But heck, you could probably, you know, it. But it is an excellent, like, you can stick it in your pocket. It's just like Harbor. You can stick it in your pocket. It's only the disadvantage of this game is it is only two player. You can't deal in another person. You can't play a three player option. It's like literally the US versus the USSR. So, if you're playing, you know, if you whip it out somewhere and you start playing, if you're at a con and people are like, oh, I really like that game, can I sit down? You know, again, we have people sit down and want to play games with us all the time. You know, this game is not an option where you can, there's not like there's a China player option. There's not a you know, anything like, or a, you know, the UK player option or anything like that. There's like, it is two player. It's straight up two player. So if you have somebody who shows up who wants to play, they just have to watch until one of you finishes and then they get to play in, you know, in place of one of you. That's his biggest downside. So it is a purely two player game. But other than that, it is great. It is, I enjoy it. It is, and it's very fast. I didn't even think about that. Twilight Struggle, the big game, not fast. Often we have to leave it on the table overnight, and you know, it can be a 5 to 6 hour game. It is complicated. I love it. We both like the fact that it's complicated. Twilight Struggle, complicated, long, can take more than one day. Twilight Squabble, even with us playing, and we are not the fastest players in the world, 10 to 15 minutes at the most. It is very quick. You've got a handful of cards, and there's only a few things you can do. It's a whole bunch of bluffing and double thinking and, you know, trying to figure out what the other person wants. But other than that, super fast. So, not a bad game at all. good two-player game. Great two-player game if you're familiar with Twilight Struggle. It's, you know, that it's in its inspiration. And there you go. And we'll talk to you again soon. This has been Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone. You can find me at kenzoid.com. My email address is kkennedy@kenzoid.com. All my other social media stuff is at kenzoid.com. You can find it all in the elsewhere section. This podcast is Creative Commons license, attribution, share alike version 3.0 unported, and we will talk to you tomorrow. Thanks a lot. See ya. Bye.